the insurance, the Utah State Department of Insurance Bail Bond Surety Oversight Board meeting. This is the first one of 2021, and just welcome everybody. And if we could have, I'll read the anchor location thing. Let me find that. Okay. In accordance with Utah Code 52-4-2074, as chair of the Bail Bond Oversight Board, I, Clay Carlos, determined that holding a meeting at an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety to those who may be present at the anchor location due to the current COVID-19 pandemic. Pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-2075, this determination is valid for 30 days from the date of this determination, dated the 11th day of January 2021. Okay,
great.
I guess we're going to do a roll call.
Yes. So this is Steve with the insurance department. We're going to, for the public attendees, we're going to do it a little differently to kind of cut down on some time. I'm going to give out a code number here at the beginning and then another one at the end. I'll need to have you email me both codes within a half hour of the end of the meeting. And then that'll prove that you were here the whole time. I'll get it on the minutes, and we'll get it noted with PNC and all that stuff for your licenses. And then Clay, if you wouldn't mind doing just a normal verbal roll call for the staff and for the commission, that would be terrific.
Okay.
So then the code for the public attendees is 14786, and then you can just email it to me at sgooch, which is sgooch at utah.gov.
Okay. Does anybody in the public have any questions about that right now before we move forward? All right, well, let's move on with roll call of our board members and department staff members. Dominic Sinone, you here?
Sorry, present. I was on mute.
Oh, no problem. How about Lieutenant Ken Jones? Are you here? How about Chad Woolley? Do we have Chad?
Yes, I'm here. Chad Woolley's here.
Thank you. Tony Cho, are you here? How about Bonnie Johnson? Do we have Bonnie Johnson with us?
Yes, I'm here.
How about Kurt Oda? Do we have Kurt?
Here. I'm here.
And is Reed with us today?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. How about Commissioner Pike? Do we have Commissioner Pike with us today?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Tracy Klausmeier, do we have Tracy?
Tracy is not here today.
Okay. And how about Danny Schoenfield?
I am here as well.
Okay. And one more time, let's see if Ken Jones is with us, Lieutenant Ken Jones. Or how about Tony Choate? Tony with us? Okay, I think that sums up our roll call there. Now let's move on to the adoption of our minutes. Has any of the board members had an opportunity to review the minutes?
This is Kurt Oda. I will move to approve the minutes as written.
Dominic Sinone, second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chad Woolley says aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? looks like we have all ayes to approve the minutes or adopt the minutes for the October 14th meeting. There's no need for an executive session today, and there's no need to approve the minutes from an executive session before because we didn't have one. We have summary reports. Can we get that from Danny today?
Yeah, hi, this is Danny from the insurance department. You should have received as part of your packet the second quarter or the FY21 budget expenditures. For the third quarter, there was approximately $926 that were expended from the bail bond account. Primarily, all of those funds were for staff time charged to the account for work-related, and there were no other expenditures. I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
I don't have any questions. I'll open up the floor for anybody who may have.
No questions.
Well, there you have it. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that being so short and sweet. I'm glad that we didn't
have
to have you for too much more than that.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Thank you. New business. I don't have anything on the agenda. I have nothing for old business either. Other business is a proposed bail amendments for the legislative session of 2021, and I believe Reed could tell us a little bit about that. Can you, Reed?
You bet. Thanks much, Clay. This is, everybody should have, with your email packet, there should be a two-page document. This is an excerpt from the sort of a summary that I keep of the insurance department's bill. And you can see there, it's got the section. This contains the provisions that are going to be proposed to amend in the bail code. And you can see there are three columns essentially. One has the line of where these changes are in the bill, which is House Bill 54. And there's the text itself. Then there's in the farthest right-hand column, there's an explanation of the nature of the change. The changes that are being proposed are the ones that I've already talked about with you before. What we're trying to do is streamline the licensing and licensing renewal process. Originally, for people who had property-backed business, you had to file a CPA-reviewed financial statement, and then you had to file a bunch of other papers, tax returns, title letters, and that sort of thing. And we've pared that down, so all you really need to file is the CPA's financial statement, and then in the summary there. On the nature of the change column, there's a summary of what someone will need to do to obtain a license initially, and then what you'll need to do to renew your license. And hopefully that'll make your work a lot easier and a little less burdensome. So that's what we're doing. And if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
This is Kurt Oda. Reed, in the meeting last time, we discussed the some of the limits and stuff, maintaining it in rule for a while. It appears that it's going to be put in statute. Is that right?
What? I'm sorry. What limits are you talking about? The rule.
I might be getting ahead here. It has to do with
limit on how much bail you can write.
How much bail you've got out instead of what bail limits are. Yeah, I think I got ahead.
Sure. Those are still in the rule. Our discussion, you know, last time convinced me that that's where they ought to be. But all we need to do when somebody submits a new renewal application is to say that, yeah, they're complying with those bond limits. The actual limitations are still in the rule. They're not part of the statute.
Okay. Otherwise, in looking at the proposed statutory amendments, looks pretty good. I'm pleased with the making it so much simpler to renew.
Yeah, it was, you guys were having to send a lot of paper our way, and we were having to maintain a lot of paper. I hope this will be good for both of us.
Reed, I believe it will. I appreciate your efforts on helping our industry make things a little better for us. So, and I think you've done
surely,
that here.
Surely.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion to approve the changes?
I don't think so. It's in our bill, and the bill is out now. You can find it online, HB 54. I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of what we were doing, and hopefully it'll go through without problems. And so when the renewal time comes around, things will be a little bit easier for you folks. Clay, I know this isn't on the agenda, but I wonder if we just maybe could take a minute or two and have Commissioner Pike introduce himself.
Absolutely.
Been working with him for a couple of weeks now, and I think you'll find him that he's just a tremendous person, and you'll really enjoy working with him. So, Commissioner, maybe you could take a couple of minutes and introduce yourself.
Sure.
Excuse me, can you hear me okay?
Can I interrupt you real quick here, Commissioner? Before we move on, I'd just like to give an opportunity for the public to make any comments they may have on the proposed bill amendments for 2021. I just don't want to exclude any of my industry members if they have any input on that. I just want them to be able to have their time, and this would be the time for them to speak up if they have anything to say about that.
Thank you, Clay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it doesn't sound like there's going to be any comments about that, so I apologize for interrupting you, Commissioner. Please proceed.
No problem. Thank you, Clay. Appreciate that. Can you hear me okay, folks?
I do hear you. Yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the chance to join with you today for this first time for me. I just want to mention to you how thrilled I am to be able to work with you and of course our team at the Utah Insurance Department. I think you know, in working with Reed, we have a good team, and also with Steve Gooch and Danny, others that work with us. Anyway, it's after 30 years of working in health insurance for my day job, and then the last 13 years in local government, I'm excited to kind of, I guess in a sense, merge the two and in a new way and work here at the Utah Insurance Department and with a team that I was told, and Reed's probably getting tired of me saying this, but I was told by the governor, governor-elect at that time, now our governor, he said, "You've got a good team, Pike, don't screw it up." So I'll do my very best to not do that and to listen to both my my colleagues and each of you. I have a very collaborative goal and approach to things, and I certainly hope that you'll find me easy to approach. And so again, just look forward to working with you, and I'll leave it at that. Clay, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Commissioner Pike, and we'd like to welcome you, and we're looking forward to a prosperous future and working together and hopefully solving some of the problems that we come up with over here on this board. So it's
nice to have new.
Thank
new,
you.
Nice to have a new face every once in a while, and so we're appreciative of that. So.
Well, thank you. I have big shoes to fill, but I appreciate what you do and look forward to getting to work with you. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. And you probably heard from people in your own insurance department, we are a different animal than everybody else that you deal with. So, I hope that you bear that in mind as we move forward.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yep. Understand. And I've heard lots of good things, though. So thank you.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, we'll move on now. Steve, do you want to do the attendance code again before I adjourn, shall I adjourn and then you can do the code?
Yeah, I'll give one real quick. But
Chairman, this is Chad Woolley. Could I ask a question really quick?
Yeah, absolutely, you may, Chad. Go ahead.
I just wondered if this question is for Reed. Would it be helpful for our committee and commission to do some sort of statement of support for your code amendments, or is that would that be helpful or not?
Let's see if we run into some trouble. I don't think we will, but if we do, that's a great offer, and I may come knocking at your door sometime during the session with hat in hand saying, please help us out with this. How does that sound?
That might be better if you go
ahead and get an authorization from the board right now, the committee right now, and then you'll have it in a minute.
Kurt, that's a great idea.
I certainly support it. This is Chad Woolley.
That was my reason for asking about putting it to a vote earlier.
Thank you very much.
I'll make the motion to support the statutory changes that Reed has proposed.
I second that. This is Chad Woolley.
So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Is anybody opposed to the proposed amendment changes?
No, but okay. I do have one other issue. It actually kind of comes under old business. You kind of jumped through it so quick, I didn't get it.
That's my goal, is to get these meetings over with as quick as possible.
I agree. But I think this point is kind of important. I think you've all seen in the news that the bail system is headed for some changes in this session, and much of it has to do with a lot of the points that potential problems that we pointed out to them, but they didn't listen.
No, you're right. But as far as my perspective on it, powers that be aren't interested in hearing what bail bonds have to say about any of it. So this is pretty much up to other entities to reverse this now. So.
Oh, you're right. But what I'm saying is that if it comes down to it, we can say we told you so.
Yeah. No. I 100% agree with you I don't know. I really don't know what to say other than. I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that somebody else will come to our rescue, because it certainly isn't going to be our industry to save ourselves.
Thank you for that moment.
Yeah. From the public, would anybody else like to make a comment about our current situation with, our industry and whatnot before I move on? Thank you for not saying anything. I'm not so sure anything could be said that hasn't already been said before, so on that particular note. Hey, back to you, Steve. Would you like to do the attendance code the second time, or would you rather me adjourn first?
No, I can do it. First, though, it doesn't look like we did a vote to approve the bail account report. Could we do that really quick, and then I'll give the code?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Look at me. I'm so interested in getting over here quick. I'm not doing my job. All right. Can we get a motion to approve the quarterly accounting report?
Dominic Sinoni, motions to approve.
In a second. All in favor of approving the quarterly accounting for summary?
Aye.
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 Is anybody opposed? Okay, it looks like we've adopted that.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then the code number 2 is 628072, and if everyone will email it to me by 1 o'clock at sgooch@utah.gov, I will get you all noted down that you attended. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, really quick, Steve, just to reiterate, the board members who called urinate to be in the meeting don't need to do that, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Move to adjourn. This is Kurt. Oda.
Hey, thanks, Kurt. Can I have a second?
Second, Dominic Sinoni.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting? Say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Yeah.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Our next one will be held on April the 21st, 2021.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Be safe and be healthy.
Thank you all.
Thanks.